This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined with Vaso Paramenis, a great leader at Novant Health. Vaso, can you take a moment and introduce yourself, and I'll ask you a number of questions.
Sure, Scott. Thank you. So my name is Vaso Paramenis. I'm currently the Vice President of HR Operations for Novant Health. I've worked for Novant Health for a little over 10 years, and I have worked in the healthcare industry for a little over 25 years.
And so when you look at Novant, I mean, you've got this great perspective. You've been there for a decade. What does Novant look like today versus 10 years ago? Just a couple quick thoughts.
Wow, very different. In fact, I was just recently reflecting on that. So when I joined Novant Health in 2009, it was an organization that was more, I'll call it decentralized. It was more market-based. And over the years, I've seen a move towards more alignment, more centralization, more standardization, creating a consistent culture. Reaffirming our values and actually updating them, we added courage as one of our company values. And so it's really just been a maturation, more sophistication around the way that we operate, the way that we want to be seen and experienced by our communities as not only a provider of healthcare, but an organization that really contributes back to our communities in many different ways. So those are just some of the ways I've seen it evolve.
Fascinating perspective, and thank you. Talk for a moment about courage and as a value, and what that sort of means to you in sort of the role that you do, and just in terms of just Novant as a whole. What does that mean?
Well, it's interesting. So courage is a very powerful word, and it has a lot of meaning for me because in the healthcare industry in particular and in the people business, which I'm a part of, we need a lot of courage to make the right decisions in the interest of our patients and of our team members. We're navigating uncharted waters in healthcare. You know, it's being disrupted by technology, as many other sectors have been, as well as by changing demographics, you know, various acuity that's happening, people are sicker, just a lot of ways that it's changing. And so it takes a lot of courage to maintain the values alignment, to not really sway from our purpose, our mission, even with all those environmental factors impacting us. I also think courage comes into play when we think about decisions that we have to make. Sometimes with those uncharted waters, we don't know if the informed decisions that we're making or the risks that we're taking are going to lead to what we hope there or will achieve. And so it takes a lot of courage to take that leap of faith and say, no, we think this is the right direction, and just going forward. So that's the way I see courage manifesting.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Talk a little bit about your career and how you developed your career. I'm always fascinated by how people grow in their careers, how they become, they move into different roles and how they evolve. Give us a little bit of thoughts on that.
So I say that I stumbled into human resources. When I graduated college, my undergrad degree was in economics. I went to work for the Federal Reserve Bank, and I was an analyst there for a couple of years, and I found it sort of an empty feeling or empty job for me in terms of fulfillment. So I left and I thought that it would be more interesting to work with people. So I had no HR experience. I applied for a compensation analyst job at a local bank and I was hired. So from there, really, I just looked for opportunities to learn and grow. I was with the bank for about 4 years, and that was during a period of severe deregulation, and a lot of banks were folding. And so the bank that I worked for, in fact, went under, was taken over by the government. And a friend of mine had left there and went to work for a local hospital. And she said, hey, there's a new VP here who's reorganizing. He's looking for someone with comp experience. Why don't you apply? So I did, and I was hired there. And I came in at really a great time because that hospital was really starting to evolve into an integrated healthcare system. And the hospital was purchasing other failing hospitals in the region. And it was during a time of tremendous growth and expansion that I had an opportunity to really demonstrate my skills and the value that I brought to the organization by supporting the merger activity, by bringing creative solutions, lots of negotiation as you're, you know, looking to merge payrolls and practices and policies. And for me, I had a focus on building my reputation, building my credibility. And I always like to lead with, how can we get this done versus it can't be done, which I was hearing a lot of. So I was just using my perseverance and hard work to execute on projects, meet deadlines, and just demonstrate that I can do what I was doing and more. And from there, the leadership opportunities presented themselves. I did show courage. I took a lot of, I would say, informed risks in helping support that growth. And along the way, I think I also maintained and built really solid relationships and never burned any bridges. So, and then I left that organization and came to work for Novant Health, and just my opportunities have continued, and I continue to grow even today. Learning never stops for me.
How different, what a fascinating role for someone who's in the human resources area, and it brings to bear sort of this person who started as an analyst in sort of a very traditional analyst type of role and growth, then a banking analyst, reminds me of so many of the brilliant sort of undergraduates today that go into these analyst positions. And what a fascinating winding role to bring you into the HR world. And how different is the old days, the HR professionals had one sort of stereotype. Today, it's a highly charged, business savvy, very professional run organization in many sort of organizations. How different is the HR world today than what you saw of it 25 years ago when you started your professional career?
Wow. I would say it's tremendously, tremendously different. When I started, we were really viewed more as an administrative requirement, I'll say. So you needed someone to hire people. You needed someone to train people. You needed someone to help exit people from the organization. And that really centered more around, as I like to call it, the administrivia of it all, rather than the consultative, well, let's think about what you're trying to accomplish in your business. What is the kind of talent that you really need? Where are we going to find them? It was just totally different world. I think in general, HR is becoming more and more integrated to the business as opposed to kind of being viewed as a necessary evil, a must-have. It's now really being viewed as, well, wait a minute, this can really bring us a competitive advantage because every single business is dependent upon quality, smart, innovative people who have talents and strengths and skills, and how do we leverage that to, you know, bring solutions to market or care for patients or whatever that particular business line is. So I think that's how it's moved. And it requires a different skill set. You know, if you're getting into HR today just to push paper, you're not gonna do very much. You're not gonna go very far because that's not really what companies are really seeking in HR professionals.
Fascinating. And talk a little bit about healthcare leadership today and leadership for organizations. What kind of leaders does a healthcare leader have to be today? Whether it's in your suite or the CEO suite or wherever, what kind of person and leaders does a leader have to be today?
So I would say that in today's world, with the technological disruption and the digital disruption that's occurring, believe it or not, in healthcare, although we've got lots of clinical advancement and sophistication, we're not all that sophisticated when it comes to using data, looking at different solutions for delivering care, virtual solutions, digital solutions, you know, the Internet of Things. And so in today's world and in the world of the future, you've got to become really comfortable with data, analysis, technology, digitization, all those things, as well as maintaining focus. We've got so many things coming at us externally, regulatory, legislative potential changes, pressures, financial pressures, patients that are sicker, insurance companies, pharmaceuticals, everything is really coming at us all at once. So it's really critical that a healthcare leader focus on the things that really matter. Even when you're pulled in a million different directions, just focus on the things that really matter and do so in a kind and compassionate way with heaps of integrity and always keep perspective on what's going on. No matter how desperate things may be or how stressful the environment may be, there's positivity there. So look for it. You just have to find it. So that's what I think.
No. It's an amazing set of perspectives. It's being able to keep on focusing in the face of lots of external and internal changes, staying positive, huge amount of integrity, being open-minded to all these digital changes and transformative changes while staying focused and keeping the organization moving forward. No, it's a fascinating perspective. Vasa, let me ask you another question. What do you love about what you do? What are the things you love about what you do?
Wow. So for me, I see HR as the area that can ubiquitously impact the entire enterprise, the entire company through people. So it's making a difference for the organization. It's leading HR transformation. It's delivering remarkable team member experiences and doing so in a consistent, high quality way that helps improve the lives of our caregivers so that they can improve the lives of our patients. I see the work that we do as laying invisible hands on our patients. So the connection to improve patients' lives through the lives of our team members is hugely motivating for me. And again, it's really just making a difference.
Another question. I think it's a fascinating. There's two things that you've said that have resonated so well, and there's so many things you say that resonate well. One is this notion of if we take care of our caregivers well and really see this indirect concept that by taking care of our caregivers in a great way, we're taking care of our patients. That is, I think, so profound and so true, and I think it's just a fantastic perspective. The other thing I love about listening to you talk is in the face of all these changes and challenges, maintaining this positivity, the confidence, this enthusiasm of great things, which is so important. And as the world changes so much, I hear more and more of this from healthcare leaders, how confident and positive they are about being able to do good things and help people. So just fantastic. One final question, Vaso, and everybody has a different perspective on how they like to answer this, how they look at it. Best advice for women leaders or for leaders generally, either one, your best advice for people.
Yeah, so it's interesting because last year I went through what was called our LIFT program, and it's specifically geared towards female executives in the organization. And so I would start by answering that question with proceed until apprehended. That phrase is just so empowering because it implies confidence in yourself. It implies courage. It implies persistence. We can play just as hard as anyone else and just as well as anyone else in the organization. We have to focus on our personal brand. We have to be visible. We have to create our strong network. And most importantly, and this applies to anyone, it's really leading with your moral compass and your values and never compromising that, no matter what.
Well, fantastic. There's two things there that I'm going to pull out. One is this concept that I'm going to pull out first and foremost, which is proceed till apprehended. Can you hear me, Vaso?
Yes, I can.
And that's a concept I will get off the phone and at some point today share with one of my daughters, the proceed till apprehended concept in the most positive way. I just love that. And then the second is to always be leading with the moral compass, which is so critical to everything. And I love that as well. Vaso, it's always great to talk to you. It's always great to talk to somebody from Novant.
And
what a great organization you guys have built and the whole system has built. You guys, you women, the whole group has built over the last couple decades. It's amazing for me to see the growth of your system, the growth of the other great system in Charlotte. It just is, it's really mind-boggling to see really what Novant and quite frankly, Atrium have done. Just a magnificent coalescence of magnificent systems in your area of the world and now very, very regional and national. Just amazing, Vaso. I really appreciate your time today and what a great leader you are and a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate your time.